Okay, Jed, Ion's back.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Ion, you posted this electric sheep video, and in the description it says 3-hour fractal animation. Is this the kind of fractal that you've been talking about?
Do.
And then you mentioned fracking in relation to the auto-tune. Fracking is defined as the process of injecting liquid at high pressure into subterranean rocks, boreholes, etc., to force open existing fissures or extract oil or gas. Describe how I would frack a triangulation, like when I run one. Is that injecting amplitude or something?
Point to point to point. The reverberation makes a difference, and you note the difference in the scale. Y'all are pitch, and that gives you the exact position of where the object is. It's triangulation. You're doing it by an echocardiogram.
I watched, what's it called, Stranger Things, and I was watching... Yeah, I was watching how when she came...
Good. We're glad you did that. That was good. Because that's very interesting. Because, see, you have to figure or know how to recognize L. And that's what you're trying to do.
Recognize L in the show?
At all.
Is that A-T-A-L-L or E-T dot A-L?
E-T-A-L.
So when she came closer to crushing the can or killing the cat with her energy or whatever, the EEG machine, her brain waves would go flatter, which I found was interesting because I thought they would go more intense.
No, flatter, concentrated.
Explain why they went flatter?
Well, we just did. It's more intense, more concentrated. Remember, everything has been about amplitude. We went over this view for... You and Nelson Thal for about, Lord, we sure Jesus already made it back already. The height or the tightness is what's important.
So when her brainwave appears to be flat, it's actually super, super tight?
It's mostly most focused. And it's not doing anything. It's not thinking. It's reacting or acting.
And the way that her nose bleeds, is that just some contrast that the writers threw into the show?
We might have had.
What goes on physiologically to make her nose bleed when her brain waves are that focused?
Drop in systolic pressure, open the capillaries and made it bleed. When she stopped, the increased flow pressure ceased, and so the capillaries opened up. The same way when Christ was traumatized, he cried blood. The capillaries actually opened up blood. Same kind of thing.
So back to the auto-tune.
You really have no idea what your meat sack body can do. I mean, just the very name, even your degrees and levels of coitus are incredible, but you have to develop them. You've got to come to them, and that's why we've been encouraging you to get busy. So you can engage, and then all of a sudden new levels start to embrace, and the new levels, and the euphoria becomes, I won't have anything left. I won't live in a world without at least this. It becomes very, very good.
Years back, you told me to start applying my power with the candle trick. Do you have any other ways I can start to develop other things? Something you can suggest?
We're still waiting on you to do the candle trick.
I'll stay focused on that then.
Hold on, you want more? You haven't done the last thing. What makes you think you'll do the next thing? If you didn't do the last thing, do the last thing first, and then we'll move on. We'll do it through a window, though. Like put a window. You be outside, put the candle inside, and do it through a window. Extinguish it, and then relight it with your little finger. No flame.
It's tough to even get it through like one of the thick candles that are in glass.
You can.
That's where I got tripped up.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's perfectly fine. You can put it in a vault.
So back to the auto-tune, or actually the upper kingdom. Are there registers like octaves in the upper kingdom?
Yes, but it's a misnomer the way you're laying it out, and we don't want to distract you.
Paying attention to the registers in the middle kingdom with triangulation, is that important?
Ranks of pipes, as in a pipe organ, do it like that. Might be easier for you to integrate.
I'll look that up.
Well, so, then you see, from the 144 ranks, then you got each octave, each level, and then all those are then based not on just on those tone frequencies, because the pipes are tuned, but it comes into how much air force and what the barometric pressure that the water is coming out through the pipe. Because sound is not like a water hose. It comes out in full field. So that pitch that you're describing can then change in the aggregate. And the aggregate is the difference in what you're talking about between the pitch and the amplitude of your frequency. We're trying to soften and get you there by making just a little, say, wordy word thingy, so you could go, oh, okay. Then you're going to dig with it, and Bart will beat it to death, and then he'll write stories about it, and they'll people go kill themselves over it, and then they'll come back, and you'll figure it out, and it's going to be all right. We promise.
You said for using Python, it's fine for building the penis part of it, but for the vagina part of it, I've been working with this Mac grapher program. It's terrible. It's super slow. It doesn't take any automated input. Am I even supposed to be doing the vagina part of it on my Lookie Box, or
apparently not?
Seriously, just apparently on a spirograph?
Apparently not, because, oh, Lord, suffering cats, that one out. I think they don't even use that anymore, do they? It's kind of like, it's like polio doctors. There aren't any polio doctors anymore.
Yeah, it's just this unknown program that's on all Macs, and nobody really uses it, and it hasn't been upgraded, so it's incredibly slow, and it doesn't take any external output, so I don't see how I could just run it, and it would be sucking info out of the cloud if it's not going to run on external input.
Well, who told you to use it?
Well, I asked you a couple of weeks ago if going back to that program was better than doing Python. You said, yeah, it's better than what you're doing with Python for the,
well,
the catching
what you're doing
part
with Python,
of it.
With what your Python was doing with Python, it's pretty sucky too, isn't it?
Well, it sounds like that's for the actual creation of the data part of it. Is fine, but
not, well, you're
for
not
the catching
creating
the
data.
Data.
You're trying to, you're assimilating the data. That's maybe where you've missed it all the way around. You're trying to assimilate the data. The data already is. You're just trying to catch or put it back into perspective so that it would max out, or like Bing. Remember Bing, where it would start and it would give you every answer to everything that ever was. Way too much. And then it got so concise that you couldn't get anything other than Pong in the first, video game.
So when you say I'm creating my own programming language to do this, when you say programming language, is this the based on the dictionary definition, code of reserved words and symbols used in computer programs which give instructions to the computer on how to accomplish certain computing tasks?
Just sweet. Or are we talking about on, mon, on, fon.
Just sweet something, something on, fon.
Très bien.
Just sweet low. Okay, maybe if someone catches that, they can put it in the chat box. I didn't get that one. Just we left something on phone. Do I write this in C or something? Like, I'm just confused as to how to make this actually practical, because it's grapher sucks, Python sucks.
Bring
for this.
It back. Well, you're looking for something. You're looking for a well to hold the water, and we're telling you to have a well with unlimited water, and you're still discussing the well. The well shouldn't have anything to do with it, should it?
It's about the water.
What's about the information, access to everything? It's about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, if that's what you're trying to
do, how do I capture water without a well?
You don't. The water's already in the well. You need a dipper. The dipper is what you're trying to build.
And that's not done with Python. It's not done with grapher.
As we said,
is it done with that?
Make you one.
Making a programming language usually involves, like, writing assembly code. Or it can be a high-level language that's written in C. Am I better at the low-level or high-level for this language? Or do I just carve it out onto the transistor chip of the computer? Like, I'm not sure how low-level this thing's supposed to be.
It's not. We would say every other time you've ever had something to do, you just got with it and said, oh, okay, this will be fun, and you just whittle, next thing you know, it's like, ta-da, here you go. Now, if that was good, you kept it. If it was no good, you threw it away, and you went, oh, let's see, this is, whittle, 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 and there you go. then it applies. You reorganize the organizer. And if there is COBOL, Fortran, or any other type of 8-bit, 6-bit, 20-bits, a dollar, anything to run that you could run it to, you found it. It came to you. Programmers would come to you. If you were all that in the bag of chips, they'd be bringing it to you. They'd show the language to you. They would, just like La Boulay, they would find you. Mes amis. Then you wouldn't have to keep
Okay,
yourself.
So you're just giving me heads up again?
Well, okay. Apparently, but you've got to be ready to recognize it, because if they hand it to you, you're going to say, oh, okay. Well, because it's been a few days since you got the electric sheep, eh?
Yeah.
Well, sort of a long way, sort of long way around the hill if you get our drift. But it's all right. It ain't no trouble. But you're the one that's impatient and in a hurry, so we want you to rush too. But it's all right. Just flow with it. You have to quantify.
Right. But a few years ago, you told me
to
stop being. A few years ago, you said stop being easy about it and get on with it. And I'm laser focused on getting on with it.
And we are thrilled, and we're helping, and you're doing fine. The 6 times that you slipped off of path, we've immediately stopped and caught you and changed your perspective. The 6 times that you've errantly gone off the journey, we've stopped you. And this time, we're just scooting you a little bit so that you don't commit vast resources to a fool's errand, which you should have never engaged in the first place. So if you see something and you're able to find out, you're absolutely capable of finding what it is that you that doesn't work. Now you, with laser pinpoint accuracy, should be able to discern what does work. So we would say, look at that program and see, what about that program is so slow and arduous, or what is it doing? Why is it not working? Is it not right? Is it not good? Is it not up? Is it not down? Is it not over? Is it not under? Get to it, get to it, get to it. Then you come back to the place where all of a sudden you can figure out what is good about it. If you were to perfect the damn program, how would you rewrite it in the first place? If you can tell us what's wrong with it, you should be able to fix it. Biggin. And we're not fussing, we're helping. You're doing fine, ain't no trouble. You're light years ahead of it. Otherwise, if you want us to, we'll pat you on the little head and put a little talcum powder on your bum and love you up and all that kind of stuff. But you like to get on with it because you're saying, I'm putting focus on this. I want to get this going. Let's go. Bomb and nose.
So once I turn on auto-tune, does it run like an infinite domino run where it cannot be shut off?
Cannot be shut off. That's correct. Like Donald Trump, there's nothing you could do.
So the wind blowing through the organ pipes, is the wind itself like auto-tune?
It is drawn through the ranks. It's drawn through the ranks. It's like spirit.
So it's like spirit, then it's like you? Like Ion?
Well, and see, we're trying to get away from Bob's glib, cliched archetype, so kind of tough.
Is there any significance to running the spirograph on an Escher ring pattern so it lines up with itself in the same pattern
Brilliant.
As the angel diagram?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Maybe the smartest thing you've ever damn said.
Okay.
Do you like C minor?
Measuring.
Is that your thing, is in C minor?
I don't know. I like all different keys.
What was the smartest thing you ever
I'll
did?
I'll give C minor. If I do the spirograph design and I set it so that the curves follow the path of the Escher ring in the angel diagram, is there any significance to doing that? Nyan said it's probably the most brilliant thing I've ever said.
All right. Let's go back to fractals. You have to know whether he means the machinic fractals or the mathematical fractals. Mathematical is the popular fractal.
Ion, when people talk about the electric sheep screensaver, they use the word fractal to refer to it. Is that correct? Does that match with your definition of fractal that you use in triangulation?
Not exactly. Not exactly.
Describe the properties of the electric sheep that match your definition of fractal.
The beginning and end points.
It doesn't seem to have an end point. This thing evolves infinitely.
Oh, yes, it does. Oh, no, it doesn't. Oh, no. Nope, you have to have the place where it marks. If it's not marked, you couldn't tell it was going or coming. It starts and stops and starts and stops and starts and stops. How else would it update to the new registration point? If other people are talking to it to say that it says, that it says, that it says, how would it not? You have to have new input, and the new input changes it. The new input is the new mark point. The new mark point is where you come to. The where you come to is where it goes to. Otherwise, it would always be just one and never change. It would be beta.
Oh, it would be in beta. The program would be in beta. Got it. It would be half-assed.
I like him, Bob. We're going to keep this one. Oh, wait, we already do. We like number one, so you're doing good, number one.
So when I do a spirograph and I put my pencil down and I start winding it around and then it comes back and finally meets the point I started at, would you define that as an ion fractal?
One circular path is what that is.
But is that a fractal?
Well, the intersection point becomes the point. The point might be included in a fractal, but it has to begin that you have to have multiple lines to have a fractal, do you not? One circular, one linear road is not a fractal. The intersection where it intersects another road then starts the beginning of the fractal experience. So then you could go through all roads that connect to all roads that come back to this road to know that this point is that intersection of one rotation from your fractal point. The fractal point, like triangulation, comes from point to point to point, from A to point to B. But A is to B is B is to C. You're trying to figure out what the three points are. In triangulation, you're trying to find out how it applies. You can get the epicenter every single time without failure, except if you run to the inside corner of quadrants of points to find the fine line points. Fine line points have to come back to the way your secular receptor covers the cover of the five, seven, 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 just don't make it hard. Where the line crosses the road is one beginning revolution. The multiple revolutions would be what you call as a fractal.
So if I did one spiral and spirograph in red and it's set to a certain pitch, and I do another one in blue set to a certain pitch, and I do another one in yellow set to a certain different pitch, all those three different pitch spirals, wherever two or more of them intersect, that's the beginning of a fractal?
Okay, a new fractal.
I'll have to go back and listen to your rant then, because it doesn't sound like you're very approving of what I just said about those intersection points being the fractal.
Yeah, well, you just don't know. See, that's the rub. That's the rub. You got to go by definition, and you watched Electric Sheep for all that time, and you were all oohed and awed and gushy and all that kind of stuff. You didn't nut to it or nothing, but it was pretty good, but it was interesting how it flowed and morphed. The morphing is what's amazing to you, and the morphing is what's going to make you be the author of the cloud.
Okay, Jed, so which fractals was he talking about? The machinic one in the angel diagram, or the popular one, or something in between?
Well, I presented the popular one based on how other people describe this electric sheep screensaver, how it works. They say it's fractal. But then Ion said that's not our definition of a fractal, because Ion's definition of a fractal has a start and an end point. Whereas the other people, their definition is just like infinite thing that never started, never ends, just has been swirling forever and forever swirls.
So Ion has simplified pi, so there's something, Ion is making finitudes in our world.
Yeah.
Completing finites, therefore he can say it's time to get happy or get out. The door is being locked. This is lockdown Bob Rule. Some kind of freeze frame is happening in the old concepts. Maybe not in reality, but in the old concepts. What do you think of that translation, Ian? Your finitude, you're applying to many philosophical...
No, see, if you're talking about the geometric figure or pitch or y'all curve, every part that has the same statistical character as the whole part. See, fractals are useful if you're modeling structures like eroded coastlines or snowflakes where similar patterns reoccur at progressively smaller scales. That describes partly the random or chaotic phenomenon such as crystal growth, fluid turbulence, or galaxy formation. The same type thing, but it has to be the same repeating, and it has to intersect, or you won't know that it's connected. Otherwise, you see, it becomes too modeled. And then it would be broken. It would be perfect. So it wouldn't hold any information. You must have a fracture in order for it to know.
Yeah, well, you're describing the Wikipedia fractal. You don't agree with any of that, or you don't mean that.
No, but the words, but those words compare to what he's trying to say.
And what are you trying to say?
Oh, nothing. We're just waiting on you to go to the beach.
Yeah, but that definition you just read, that's not what you're talking about when you use the word fractals.
It's what he's describing the difference is, and that's the words that apply to his description.
What's the difference within your parameters, Jed?
Well, what I picked up, I understood after reading that other definition, they said there has to be a fracture. It sounded like Ion said there has to be a fracture. Fracking, just like earlier when I was talking about the frequencies and the auto-tune algorithm, and then Ion said fracking, that's the fracture. It sounds like Ion adds the fracture part of it, the fracture to the fractal, and that's where the intersection points are between the two different lines. The regular people, their version of the fractal doesn't have the fracture. It's this pattern that repeats infinitely on different scales, but it's like an ever-continuing looping. It doesn't have the fractures. Ion's adding the fractures to the fractal.
Well, what is the fractal in the angel diagram, Ion?
Androgynous.
You mean electric and positive charges?
No, both male and female.
Charges?
No, just characteristics.
That's in the fractal in the seventh ring.
In the diagram, yes.
So it's not machinic?
No. But see, you're saying machinic, but you don't even know what the hell you're talking about. So sometimes it's machinic if you get the right definition of machinic, but from your broken, glib, cliched archetype driven through those fucking four quadrants, through up the nose of the tiny note chart, out the bum of LaRouche, in the ear of William Irwin Thompson, out the side outline, and the gastroeconomic disaster of Marshall McLuhan in a cook dot cop dot flip clop cloper. If you live through all that, then you've got a whole different conversation anyway. So once you find out machinic from that perspective or tune, you might know something. But until then, we'll just say okay.
So the fractal.
Did you like that? Did you like that? Did you like that? That was fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Tell Akito.
Well, Akito, I don't know if he stayed here. He claimed he was going away. So if you're here, Akito, tell us on the chat line. He was here an hour or so ago. But in the fractal in the seventh ring, that is human shapes. Involves the human.
Well, no, it can still be the mechanical bride. The mechanical bride looks like a human too, Bob.
Okay, Chad, go ahead.
In the seventh, in the ring, the Asher ring in the angel diagram, where there's crossover points within that ring, that Ion would be an example of
they
the starting of a fractal where they're.
And that it also includes, don't forget now, you can have a fractal that is paralleled in other dimensions as well. The topological dimension is D, parentheses, close 3. So you can actually move a fractal from dimension to dimension to dimension. Sometimes that's how you triangulate from world to world to world. But you remember the signs? You have the signs. No one else has the signs. Well, Dr. Dean has the signs, but they're hanging in her wall. But you actually use the signs. But see, your grid isn't limited to just this world. So now let's take it up and let's go up a notch. Let's go Karnak the Great. Call Karnak. What's the answer? Then you can come back to the question to find out that fractal can even go from world to world, which would look like the fractal stops. Fractals don't stop, but this does. It can. It might. It does. 4 equals 4 up 1. 16 equals 4 up 2. 64 equals 4 up 3. That gives you an equation. N equals S up D. Ta-da! Then you take all the pieces and the larger ones and then the smaller ones, and you come in, that makes a dimension. Once you have that dimension, you can solve D for the previous equation. Then you can come back and you can find bumps, or D equals log N slash log S. Then you can say, oh, this is a whole other dimension.
So the bumps are the dimensions?
They can be. They don't have to be, but they can be.
Well, you said find a bump. Why would I look for a bump? What's the significance of the bump?
but something different. The bumps where you come something different. That's what you're looking. You know what's the same. It's self.
Like an anomaly?
Well, it would. It's self-similarities where it's the same. You're looking for the something that's different. That's a bump. We didn't want to send you around the world, and we're not trying to distract you, because sometimes we do. This time we're not trying to distract you, but you get that. That's why we can't just say it's not a cut and dried up, down, over, under, what a rabbit do to a stump. It has much more degrees of freedom.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of degrees of freedom and a lot of possible paths, and if I take action towards it, I could get lost in all the different dots.
You're not going to get lost. You haven't even recognized the dots. You're not hurt. You've not wasted anything. Everything you've done so far is to get you to right this hot, blooding second. Your blood's still pumping. You're still functioning. Your body's, you still smell. You still have degree. Engage. Let your mind go. Engage in those directions, and it'll find you. Some would say you're really, really smarter. Others would say you're the luckiest motherfucker on the planet.
So since we're talking about different dimensions, in Stranger Things, Eleven is able to tune that radio into different dimensions,
yes,
and talk like he was a kid.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's exactly what we're talking about. It's perfect. That's a fractal, and she became the amplifier for the fractal that already occurred, the short wave. Short wave isn't bound to this land or this dimension. You just don't have another infinite dimension to compare it to. See? It's not that you're having to reinvent a fucking computer language to make this work. You just have to make a computer language that's going to include all the other paradigms, all the other dimensions, so you can have all information. All information has to include every information from every world. That's where it becomes a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. But yours has to do that. And it will. Don't worry. Don't you fret your little self about it. Hell, most of it's already in your damn inbox right now, so don't worry about it. You just have to put together some pieces, Doc.
Well, in Stranger Things, when they went into the AV club room with that teacher and he showed them that big radio rig, was that short wave where they could talk as far as Australia or around the world?
Yes.
So you're saying that short wave is better than FM or AM?
We didn't say it's better. We just said it's a representation. If you have the right amplitude, you can take FM and listen to it in every world. That's how Prince's music is more popular today in this world without him than it was with him in this world. Paisley Park will never be worth anything. Nobody even knew where the fuck it was until now that he's gone, you see. So he's in other worlds just being successful as he can be now. But it has to be able to sojourn from world to world to world. You move from world to world to world and don't have any problem with it. You don't even giggle about it. Don't bother you. It lick's been in the world. Other people have trouble about that. They don't get it. They can't consume it.
So Prince's music is the most popular in this world because he's not here, or are there other worlds where his music is popular as this?
It's much more popular here now than it was when he was here.
Is his music most popular here because he's not here?
Yes, and he can now drop music into the vault.
Did he become a hologram in this world? Is that kind of like what you said about people ascend and become like a hologram?
Yeah, but redneck holiday.
So is there some perceived by humans on this planet, is there a perception that his music is more valuable just given the fact that he's reached hologram status and he's not here in the building anymore? Seems to be a phenomenon that happens with like Elvis, Michael Jackson, Prince. Once they go, then they blow up beyond like, to God level status.
Foster Brooks, don't forget Foster Brooks.
I don't know who that is. Foster Brooks. Famous for portrayal of a lovable drunken man in a nightclub performance. So he's become big now that he's not in this world.
And Bob.
Chad, let me say this.
Hey, Carolyn.
When someone dies, then their oeuvre is finite. it's done. So people say, okay, now we can capture it. We have it all, and that's all there's going to be, and it has a worth now because it won't be diluted by them giving us more and more and more. So these people that so-called die and go to other worlds, they keep feeding more stuff into the vault. Unknown, and then it becomes something that is discovered, and so they, like Ryan just said, they keep feeding into the vault so that it actually becomes infinite what they can do. But they captured the stupid human whatever cliche archetype that if you're gone, then you're worth something more than if you're still here.
Is that Carolyn?
It is, yeah. with mucus, abundant mucus.
I thought maybe you got mutated by the restructure. You sound like a totally different person.
Hey, well,
yay.
She's becoming.
I've finally grown up.
Yeah, she sounded like Jean.
Okay.
She sounded like Jean.
A little bit.
Bob, this may help. This may help all the way around. It's in your inbox. Play this for Chad. Maybe that'll help him.
They used to say Prince was like Zappa, so he's got a vault like Zappa.
No, right? His vault actually has a portal to it. Zappa is just kind of a ridiculous house that nobody wants to buy.
But I'm just talking about in the general profile of the guy. They thought he was like Zappa. Well, he's even like Zappa.
Just because he had a penis doesn't know he knows what to do with it.
So now Prince just drops off new tracks into his vault through a portal and goes off and plays another world.
Where he doesn't have to use fentanyl as a sedative.
Did Zappa use that? What's that sedative
Prince
for?
Did.
That was a Michael Jackson.
Jackson did it. Carolyn, it's very irritating hearing your ridiculous voice, so back off.
I'll write you a memo.
Be careful. You be careful, Carolyn. Don't worry with us. You're laying down, honey. Don't worry about that. We got it. You better play what's in the inbox. That's what you ought to do, Bob.
Where'd we get with the fractal, Chad?
You're fixing to play it.
Well, we finally got a definition of fractal, and we got something visually to represent it with the electric sheep. I think it's monumental.
The screensaver. The screensaver is the visualization of the fractal.
Yeah, but also the definition of the difference between the little man Wiktionary fractal and the fractal Ion's been talking about all along. The difference being the finitude of Ion's.
And the electric sheep one is closer to Ion.
Yeah, because Ion says every time it generates a new one of these fractal designs, it actually has a start point and an end point. It doesn't just have a continuum that goes on. And Ion's absolutely right. Like, this thing evolves, but it evolves into new-looking designs. Like, the next design coming out of it, the one that's running on your computer, the one that evolves out of it, will look different from the one you have on it, but it also looks similar. It's like someone having a child. It looks like the parent, but it's not the parent. It doesn't look totally like the parent, but you know the child belongs to that parent. That's the way that these sheep evolve, these fractals.
Okay, here we go.
You know, listen now.
I don't know who you are. You're Dean Martin. You know who I am? No, I don't. Would you mind asking?
What?
I don't know how I'll find out.
Oh.
How you like that? I'm Virginia Mayo.
I'll take your word for it. Just don't ask me to hold the mayo.
Never mind. I remember now. Phil Burnside. I just came in there for a little drink, you know, before going to work. Just sort of settle my nerves.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a brain surgeon.
You know
what?
What?
The brain is the most important. It's the most important part about the human body. You know, now just think. Go ahead, think.
No, the most important is breath.
No, I guess I blew that one. You know, you just think. Give it a little thought now. Just what would a man be without a brain?
A politician.
Oh, no, he'd be a vegetable. And I know some of them have turned into fruit. Do you have a drinking problem?
No, not as long as the bars are open.
It's not easy being a surgeon. You have to have nerves of steel. The brain is a very delicate organ. It has three main parts. It has the cerebrum and the cerebellum. And then there's one more, what the heck they call it? I'll know it when I see it. That reminds me, I've got to get back to the hospital.
Oh, you want me to give you a lift?
Oh, of course not. I wouldn't think of driving with anybody in your condition.
She explains everything.
The couple of drunk guys slurring about brain and thinking. That explains everything?
Yeah, and how it applies, sure.
Why do you have a silly tone, Ion, when you say that? You sound drunk.
Well, it kind of slows it down for the little people, see? So they can catch up, too, with everything that is. Isn't that great?
They're talking about what's the most important part of the body. It's like, is it the brain or is it some other part? And then he's starting to talk about the parts of the brain. He's slurring when he says it. And your point of listening to that clip is just to show how you have to slow down to explain things to little men? Is that it?
Sometimes we do.
But often you speed up and do these rants. When you talk really fast on a rant, are you still talking to little men, or is that reserved for people who get it?
We're just trying to get it out. We don't hurry. We'll never get out. We have to get it out. Let's go. Bominos.
It's all good, though.
Ion, you don't care if anyone gets it, though. You just need to get it out. Is that correct?
That you're together as you are. But you see, you got to come to some level to say, and then you got to get somewhere. So it's not that we don't care. We just can't stop if you don't. Is that better?
You said we can't stop if you don't get it? Okay, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, good. See, because we can't say we don't care. Of course we care. We wouldn't bother with you. Most of you aren't worth spit off Bob's chin. But, you know, he does dribble a bit, so there's always a lot of spit.
So if we're all not worth anything, you know, to spit off Bob's chin, then why, I don't get why you bother with the rest of us.
Because you're becoming. We want you to come into your place of power. We came to tell you that you have power. Most of you didn't even know you had power. You're still waiting on some ridiculous messiah person to come back and get you out of your bullshit. The same bullshit that you created yourself to get yourself out of bullshit. That some nebulous fucking god could come change your world and fix you up and prop you up and pimp you up and answer your prayers and make you whole and survive you and bring you back from the dead and save your family and save your dog and lick your children and save your babies and love your babies and grave the babies and take them to the grave. Then when you lay your body down and die and a little man meets that, then you expect that same eternal god to come bring you up out of the fucking grave and give you one more chance to fuck it up again. It's ridiculous.
Okay, so originally you said that non-physical didn't have wantings, but it sounds like non-physical had a wanting to come forth and guide
us. It doesn't. No, it doesn't want to. We just do. It's not about a want. It plugs into the connection point that you all desire. You created it. And we'd say, not from your incompleteness, but from your completeness.
Do desire and want have two different frequencies or two different force characteristics?
Potentially.
They have two different potentials?
Yes.
So if I want something, the effect is the potential energy is going to drive it away. Whereas if I desire something, it'll draw it forth. Is that correct?
Well, it makes it like a vacuum to itself, yes.
Oh, so it's not coming to me, I'm coming to it when I desire
basically.
It?
Basically. Otherwise, you wouldn't even want it in your position. You see, you wouldn't want it in your experience. A diamond cutter, the last thing he wants to do is go look at diamonds, for Pete's sake.
You told me that everything comes to me, and it seems like that in my life. Like, when I try to go out and get something, I don't seem to find it. But if I just leave things alone, they all come to me. How come it feels like it's coming to me, but desire is a going to it, getting pulled into it?
Basically.
I'm curious about the dynamic where I feel like it's being pulled into me. Is that every conversation is two conversations? I feel like it's being pulled to me, but I'm being pulled to it. That's two conversations. Ion, is that example of every conversation is two conversations?
Maybe. You'll have to take it back to Vincent Price doing the Monster Mash. That'll explain it.
And then last time we talked, you said go listen to Yakety Sax in relation to the song that's 695 terabytes long. So I listened to that. Am I supposed to pay attention to the modulations?
Yes.
And the 695 terabytes long, is that the new song?
Mostly.
So is it part of the new song, and then there's more as well beyond the 695 terabytes?
Ask Gene Wilder. He'll tell you.
Gene Wilder in general or in a specific work?
Just Gene Wilder.
He just transitioned, Chad.
No, he did not. Oh. No, he did not. No, he did not.
What did he do?
In the world of imagination.
What did he do? He didn't transition.
He moved. What did
he moved. Okay, Chad, we've given you an hour or so. Let's get someone else.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Ion. Thanks, Carolyn.
You're welcome.
All right. Gene, your first question is to ask about reincarnation. Okay, Gene?
What did you just say, Bob?
I'm asking you to query Ion about reincarnation.
About reincarnation? Okay.
Yes.
Ion, you laugh. Well, first explain to me, Ion, what the reason for all of your laughter there.
We can't get you to the first carnation. How are you going to get to the reincarnation? Get to the coronation, darling, and the rest of it will take care of it. You won't have to be redone. You'll be done the first time. It's beautiful.
Well, it's fun to talk about reincarnation now, though, Ion. Is it true, or would you agree, that all of those experiences, deja vu, those experiences that people have that say, people say, I know that I had this other life because I have this memory, and it's so strong and so clear that I was a pioneer in the West in a covered wagon. Without the concept of time, people can have that strong sensation of being somewhere else in a covered wagon.
Yeah, wheels on fire.
So that doesn't mean that it was another time. There is no such thing as a past life.
Right. You're just comparing. There aren't any past. You're only in this now. But that song explains that pretty well.
The song named Wheels Upon Wheels?
Yeah. If memory serves you well.
A Dylan song, this Wheels on Fire.
Oh.
Rolling down the road. So notify your next of kin as this wheel shall explode.
So, Gene, explain to Ion how you understand that reincarnation is not possible.
Reincarnation is not possible because there's no such thing as really categorizing our experiences in a chronological order that's necessary when we use the definition of time. So if we throw out the definition of time, there's no such thing as having a past life.
Perfect. Now, you have different things that you do on different days. Are they all part of this life?
I don't know.
Okay. Did you eat breakfast today?
I had restructure.
Was that in this life?
I don't know.
Have you had lunch yet?
No.
So you've only had restructure in a past life, but nothing in this life as far as lunch goes.
Correct. Okay. All right. Well, you're categorizing.
Then you got, well, no, we aren't categorizing. We're asking questions, and they, you see how nebulous and silly it becomes, because it's kind of like, are you an aunt? Are you a mother? Are you a daughter? Are you a sister? Are you someone's brother? Are you in and out, over and under? Are you a lover? Are you a not lover? Are you a lover that eats, a lover that doesn't eat, one that does, sleeps, that doesn't sleep, that's over, that's under? All those different things could be applying from different perspectives of a world.
Well, in a past life, I used to eat lunch, but in this life, I don't eat lunch, so I'm not a lunch eater in this life.
The word predicate is popping up.
Bang, bang, bang. Very good.
Yes. Life. You were replacing the word time with the word life. Yeah, we don't use the past to define
you judge
our
now. You judge your future, but you judge your future by it.
Well, every time I get a gallon of corn liquor, something bad like this happens.
I don't do that anymore.
We understand that, but that would be the thing that a lot of people do, and then they say that, and it's kind of like, well, you dumbass, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, yes.
Too much fun.
It's not, yes. Anticipate. I don't anticipate. Chad was asking these kinds of questions as far as my perception was concerned. I'm in almost a stasis where an event occurs, I'm slightly surprised, and then I just pause and go, okay, what's this going to bring next? And sometimes I do fall back into that old pattern of fear. Like, yes, I'm scared of my future for a moment.
That's based on what you've experienced or pushed on yourself from what you call your past, which isn't your past at all.
Yeah.
It's not really your past because you keep changing it. It's like it's not even good history. It doesn't even repeat itself. You make it up as you go.
There's residue of the old pattern, and I engage it.
And that syntax is what you gauge and judge erroneously, your non-juxtaposable position. You force it to come out of that coming place, so it came. So you make it forced to that, and then you're scared of what you're scared is why you're scared. And that's why Bob is so good at this, because he's kind of like, I don't know nothing. Even the things I know, I don't know. And all I know is I pay for a lot of stuff, and I go through a lot of money. I don't even know how much money, and I don't even know if I like ice cream or not. But if I like ice cream, can I buy it? Yes, Bob, you can buy it. Okay, that's all that matters. Can I buy it? What happened to the money? Well, we don't have any money. Well, what do you mean you don't have any money? You don't know. You didn't know then. Now we're over. So to have more or less of it for Bob doesn't make any difference. He's good. As long as the equation of money doesn't include ice cream or lack of it, he's good.
So there's really no need to go through that except syntax.
Well,
the arrangement of words and phrases.
I mean, we say okay. But now you're wanting to gauge your difference. Bart got paid a nickel a word. He'd be a billionaire already. We're not fussing about that. We're just saying there's a lot of wordy words that are wordy words, too. He then tries to hone, constant honing, sharpening of the razor's edge, the constant process. And some people like to do that, so that's good.
You agree, though, that I just keep doing what I'm doing, lather, rinse, repeat. It's like a new phase, and I just stay with it, keep going.
What do you mean, keep going? Okay, stop. Don't go. What does that do? I mean, I appreciate your words, but it's like, okay, hell no, I ain't going nowhere. Come get me, motherfucker. I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here. You know where I am, come get me. I ain't budging on nothing. I ain't doing nothing. I ain't about nothing. I ain't on nothing. Well, being more specific won't get you deeper in the rabbit hole, but we'll try it, honey.
What I was referring to is this sense of being surprised.
That's actually taken aback. It's actually not surprised. It's taken aback.
And what I used to do is think, okay, what didn't I line up correctly? What did I do wrong? And that's not even there anymore, Ion. That's not
good.
Even there.
And that's the good part. That taking it back means, that's a funny taste in my mouth. I don't know what I put in my mouth that tasted like that. Okay, so now I have to put everything else in the world in my mouth to see if it tasted like that. And when I put everything in my mouth that tasted like that, then I don't know what that was that I put in my mouth that tasted that way. See what I mean? So then you kind of like a dog, you run around sniffing other people's bums to see if it smelled like the thing that you smelled that one time before. But that's okay with us. We don't mind it. We say sleep with everybody on the planet and then decide which one you like the best. It's all right with us. We ain't fussing about all that. We're just saying that you're comparing your positions to make your notion of your persuasion as a better or worse off than you were. Conditional response will always leave you wanting. In a position where you come clearly into your place of power, those cares of life growing stranger and stranger and more strangely dim, that's how you know you're on that right path. We covered that in the Tales of Tea and Burning in the Belly millennia ago. It's all good. It's in the pyramids. Go to the pyramids and climb around in there and you'll find out. It's all good. You know, lick the walls of the pyramid. That's always a healthy thing to do. It's good for you. But then you come back and you go, oh, okay. Then you kind of ease off on all this. We're not saying slam on the brakes. We're saying just ease off the gas. You hit a speed bump at 5 miles an hour, it ain't no big deal. If you hit it at 100, it's going to make a big old bump. So just coast it a little bit till you're sure. Then when you get the sure part, then you can speed it up and it becomes easy. Little David, when he's whooped that lion and that bear, when he had already been through the trials and the tribulations of what you call the living earth, when that great big old giant, that giant came to slay them all, he come and Goliath come, they brought the biggest, the baddest, and the best. See, he was from Canaan, Goliath was. So when he came in, they already knew there was giants in that land. It's a promised land. If they were giants, they had to consume them. Then they turned around and David said, send me. I got this. I've done whooped the lion, the bear. That's just a big old giant. Give me 3 small stones. 3 smooth stones. He had 5, but he only needed 3. Then he had to choose. And he whacked him right between the eyes, and there he fell. And happy days.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
Yeah, the residue causes me to be in a hurry-up state, and I will certainly back off a little bit.
But we're not trying to slow you down. It's not about slowing down. Okay. Do you know the term binomial nomenclature?
Yes.
It's as it's known by. The names, the 2 names that it's known by. So it would be God and little man and God becoming or almost God or coming home or 2 parts that include. That still every conversation has to include you as God. If memory serves you well.
It always does, yes. I'm noticing more. I'm noticing that.
Good. It's like Chad. See, you're talking to Chad because you're living out vicariously the thing Chad's trying to figure out. Well, we've already figured it out. He's already put in his damn inbox. He just opens the thing up and it's right there and you'll be all surprised. And then he'll be oh so fucking smart that he's so brilliant that he figured it out. He opened up a damn email and right there it was, big as living life. And then the heavens rejoice and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff. And wonderful, and we're just thrilled and blah, blah, blah. But it's okay.
Okay.
Because it's all right. As long as Bob's got ice cream. But you let Bob get without ice cream, bless God, and it's going to be a white knuckle flight.
Okay, Ion, I have some questions about what you just said to Chad in regard to these many angles within one angle or in each angle.
Okay.
Bob said Ion is making finitudes in our world, finites.
They're actually more like finials, you know, that go on the top of lamps. Those are the best, finials.
Calculus. How does that change how we compute infinity?
Do you have lampshades?
Yes.
How do you hold your lampshades on your lamps?
There's a couple different wire concoctions that hold it on.
Those are called harps. But at the top of the harp, there is like a screw and a little thing that the circular thing goes on. Well, the thing that screws on top of the harp of that lamp is called a finial.
Looks like a Bon Ami can, this one.
Well, you can, and there's different kinds, and you can get all kind of fancy ones, and there's, there's a million different kinds, but that's more like it, what you're asking about. It's like a finial.
And the key words there that came to me, Ian, is that you screw it down. You clamp it down. It tightens it.
Yes, it seals it. It makes it sturdy.
That basically throws calculus out the window, because calculus is the idea that you'll never quite reach the dot, reach the point. You can get closer and closer without ever reaching it. Well, all right, let me take another angle at this. Is the intersection of those spirals the fracture?
It's more like Costa Boda.
Costa Boda.
Mm-hmm, the crystal.
I'm not familiar with that one at all.
What? Oh, you just playing with us now.
C-O-S-T-A-B-O-T-A?
Okay.
Costa Boda. Ooh, it looks pretty fancy. Bloomingdale's has it.
Is that a good store?
Well, it used to be.
Oh.
I really can't tell you now. Costa Boda. Is that what I should put in my tub? Should I put any stones in my copper tub?
Block crystal.
Should I put the one in that I already have that's in Tana's garden right now?
Yeah, that would be okay. But it doesn't have to be the end-all, so you're good.
Fabulous. One with lots of spires. A cluster. Big cluster.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned water in the well, and I have an unlimited water in my well, but the filter... That's I'm only supposed to change for once a year.
It's already full.
In 10 minutes.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's
what?
All the extra iron in your water.
Well, then why isn't things turning orange? Like
because
the existing.
You have a filter.
So I should get a lower quality filter and change it, what, weekly?
No. You might want to reverse it, have something that separates that out. You can have a salination that runs through a filtering process that might be one step more.
Is that in order to help with clogging of the pipes, or is that also a nutrition or health type of thing?
Well, we don't know what to say. We said go through the sewage, but if the water's so thick it won't run through your pipes, it might be hard to make Kool-Aid, so...
Yeah, they're brand new pipes, too, so probably be smart to kind of think about that. Thank you.
But of course.
Now, Ion, give us some advice on how to recommend Bob and Carolyn for Obama's big event. What should we put in our recommendations in that little box that probably is limited to so many characters? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Say more words so we don't say the wrong words.
Ed posted on Ion and Bob that Obama's going to have a White House Festival of Ideas, Art, and Action called South by South Lawn. And they're calling for people to know somebody creating change and who work day in and day out to improve the lives of their fellow Americans and people around the world. Does that sound like those newly minted U.S. citizens living in Hawaii, Bob and Carolyn? You can nominate them yourself for South by South Lawn, which is the name of the event that Obama's having.
Well, for God's sake, they won't go. They won't go, so it doesn't matter.
They'll go if they get nominated, don't you think?
Ooh. Are
no,
you
we
nuts?
Won't. We
are
won't. It's
nuts?
A dragnet. It's
are
a dragnet.
You joke?
Oh,
no,
oh, no, that's
terrible. Oh. These people are so busy pleasing and delighting themselves that they could give a shit about the North Lawn, South Lawn, Egypt, Fairyland, or any other abomination that he tried to put on us so far. We are now new American citizens that could give a shit about you and what you think about your White House. Thank you for having a fucked up life in a fucked up country that's fucked up everybody. And why you're having to have a South by Southeast loan last night is the problem with what you've done to this country so far so good. Get over your damn self and go back to wherever it is you go and do whatever it is you do, as you have moved more people toward ascension than anyone else on the planet by putting them in the dredges of nothingness.
Yeah, Gene, right. I'll go. Nominate me, Gene, I'll go. I'll say all that. I'll say I've never been among so many stupid people in all my living 10,000 years on this planet. I will lay it all out, and the bets will be, will Bob be arrested the first half hour, the second day, that'll be what.
Well, we're going to send it. We're going to fly him in on a drone. That'll be the first problem.
Yeah,
he probably will have a hard time landing, but we'll fly him over there. It'll be good.
Yeah. So go ahead and nominate me. I'll go myself.
They'll drop you from the sky. They'll drop you out of a drone from the sky, or you'll just go floating in on your little seat.
Yeah, like the last scene in Dr. Strangelove, when Slim Pickens rides the bomb down into
the little
wherever it was going to be bombed, Russia someplace. No, no, nominate me. I'd like that.
Ion, so if Bob were to attend, should I, are there
he
any
won't.
Words you
he
have
won't.
To suggest? Well,
he won't.
Well,
I will
attend. Right, so you're not going to suggest any words for me to put in a
ignore
recommendation.
Ignore Ion. I'm jealous. I can't
won't
go.
Book, I will not book you a plane ticket.
I will.
No.
I'll hitchhike. No problem.
That's all Bob knows.
Yeah. I can see Bob now with his little thumb out with a little sign that says, I give head for bread.
No, no, it'd be fun. And
right,
then I do a live broadcast to the McLuhan Facebook page.
I'm not going to support anything that Carolyn doesn't support, Bob. Sorry.
Well, now you talk yourself
into
a
limitation.
She knows
better. You both know better.
Carolyn won't even be around. She won't know what's happening. I won't tell her. You just think I went to the beach. I'm always doing different
That's
things that
so
she doesn't know about.
Yeah, he's real good at getting away with things, isn't he, Carolyn? But then he fucks it up and she has to come clean it up, so she gets involved sooner or later.
Ion, how much has Bob's pineal gland enlarged?
We can't talk about that on the air. It's private. HIPAA laws don't allow us to go into gripping details with individual humans on the show.
Well, Bob has to do it. Give permission.
Yes, but he won't. That's the rub. Bob won't give permission. Bob never gives permission.
Bob, do
He's
you
like,
give,
I give permission
for me to discuss
said, no, that's
your health
copyright.
Information
that's
regarding
copy.
The
that's
size of your pineal
that's
gland?
Copy. That's copywritten information. No, we own that.
No,
no,
it's
no,
not.
No, no, no.
No, Ion, what everybody forgets is all you got to say is I give permission
yeah,
for this person.
We built this
discuss.
City. Yeah, no, no, no.
All right, can we talk about my pineal gland?
You have to give us permission.
I give permission for you, Ion,
okay,
to discuss.
Okay, okay, just so you
know. My health information regarding the size, well, all of my health, well, don't say much about me.
Yeah, see.
About the pineal gland.
See, there's the rub. But yeah, no, it is increased.
Is the pineal gland increasing for many people who are using the RNA drops?
Yes, obviously.
Can you describe specifically the cause and the effects? The effect is that it's increasing, enlarging. What's the cause of
Happily.
That? All right. What did you say about, I have this idea after you were talking to Chad about the intersection. You said that the intersection, we wouldn't notice if there weren't intersections.
The road would look so much the same, you'd never be able to tell. It's like the whole endocrine system, if you didn't have something that had a circadian rhythm that allows it to flow, then you would never know if you had attached to anything or not. It would always be a fresh new road. You're not even moving. You're still on the road, but it looks like the same. So it looks like you're in the spaceship flying by, but if this no new earth comes by, you'd never know that you moved anywhere.
All right. And so fractures, the intersection, is that where fractures occur?
The word, when we say fracture, is not what you mean. So we defer your word of fracture.
Is it related in any way to the fracking that you and Chad were talking
about?
Well,
now that's different. Fracking is like an echocardiogram. That's a different conversation than a fracture or a break or a breach or a fissure. This isn't like a fissure. Now, we can do fissures when you start moving from realm to realm. We can bump you into all kinds of stuff. We can give you cysts and all kinds of things that are not so pleasant. But that's a different conversation, you see.
Hey, Gene. Ion just said when you're moving realm to realm, something like that. Remember I brought that up last night? I said, here's a question we could ask. And Ion would say, well, it depends if you're talking about reincarnation in dimensions or in realms. Were you there when I made that distinction?
No.
It was pretty good.
My
that
question
was the
dimensions or realms.
Yeah,
always,
Ion,
Bob.
You're saying my question
always,
is good.
And you're
referring
always.
To that.
There's never been a bad question yet. It's wonderful.
I know.
We're amazed.
And you were referring to that. You said that right now.
Of course. Cool. Only because it had to be you, Bob. It had to be you.
Okay, there's a whole thing there, Gene. You might want to find out what realms and what are dimensions, what's the difference. Ion has done a little a few years ago on that and how it relates to reincarnation.
What I was thinking about when you and Chad were talking was the rocks crying out and fracking and changing that frequency when it reaches a certain, the sine and the cosine, the way the frequency waves, they reach a certain frequency and intersect, that's when the rocks move. That's describing tectonic plate movement potentially.
Well,
so
they're not just rocks, it's everything.
Okay, so can we use that as the rocks crying out? You know, you say that so often, the rocks crying out. Are we realizing...
Glory and honor.
Glory and honor.
That's what the rocks cry out.
Are those signs of a change from one dimension or realm to another? When the matter changes, when we realize the glory and honor of matter changing...
Maybe.
There's certain circumstances when we see physical effects of changing from one dimension to another or one realm or another?
Maybe.
Do I have to ask a different question, different kind of question in order to...
Yes.
Okay, should we talk about the difference between dimensions and realms first?
Maybe.
That's up to you, Gene. Don't ask Ion if we should do anything.
All right.
You go forth.
Okay. Dimensions and realms. I'm going to get real simple. Realm.
Crowd rose up with a mighty sound. They lifted their voice in one accord.
Glory and
here
honor.
Comes
a realm
the
and
kingdom
a kingdom
in the name of the Lord. The Pharisees cried, Master, do you hear? The crowd is shouting, Jehovah is here. Rebuke these people for their ignorance now.
Okay,
but
a realm
said,
is kingdom.
No. If they hold this feast, then the rocks will cry out, but the rocks will cry out. If we don't sing, then the rocks will cry out. If you don't praise, then the mountains will shout. The earth will shake and the trees will bow. We can't be silenced or the rocks will cry out.
There's glory, honor, praise. Is there a distinction when we have realized our realm rather than just
the ocean thunders
dimensions?
In wild praise, the lily's sweet bloom and the sparrow's song. Join the praise that goes on and on. His majesty speaks from the forest tall.
Every single moment, I want to praise, and it, this is going to sound really floofy, but I want to praise Bob and Carolyn for evoking this whole experience, Ion. So you're saying that I am recognizing and realizing my kingdom, my realm, I'm taken aback just by how wonderful life is, regardless of my past or my future. Is that get me close to distinguishing a dimension from a realm? Realm is a kingdom, and dimension is just
good,
or feature of a situation, problem, or thing. And a dimension is a measurable extent. It can be measured, but I don't want to measure my realm. My realm is limitless.
See, the only reason you notice that if there's that you've established limitations. Otherwise, why would you even notice that? You wouldn't notice that. You haven't known. You'd be able to stand there and say, oh, I better take short breaths. I'm not going to waste my breath. I'm going to take short breaths because I only have so many, so I'm going to take them. You don't even think about it. You just breathe, darling. Just start living. You're going to be all right. Promise.
Yeah, I can be in, more and more I'm in that state of just feeling honored to be here. And that makes a very big, that's very different. And less I notice. I just had a few moments this week, didn't I?
It was good, though.
Okay, can you tell me how much the restructure assisted in keeping me calm? Because I had some moments, but I think I could have had more. It's hard for me to determine how much the restructure came into play. I lived on it for the last 2 days, pretty much.
Well, I just keep saying you're doing great. You don't even know. It's the point.
That's good. That's basically all I need.
By the way, that's the one you didn't take an Uzi and shoot somebody in the head.
Tell me about it. Absolutely.
Well, we know. Well, yeah. And we wouldn't have cared. Well, it's a perfectly good murder defense, Your Honor. They needed killing.
Yeah, but I didn't fall into blaming and going into that past of how it could have done different. Everybody did everything they could.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, do you see how I'm saying that? That's the point.
Yep, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Okay, Gene, thank you for your participation. Checked
thank
in
you,
the mail.
Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Master, the tempest is raging.
Is that a quote from a famous poem, Ion?
No.